USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. The Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times since 2020 to deny illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. This rancher telling Fox News even with Title 42 in place, he sees thousands of illegal immigrants cross his ranch every year.
There are cartel scouts on our mountains who are watching us and watching the Border Patrol and watching people and guiding them through.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi isn't allowed to participate in communion over her supportive stance on abortion. The San Francisco Archbishop barring Pelosi from taking communion until she renounces abortion rights altogether. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Gunfire broke out at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago Thursday night, leaving two people dead and seven injured. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says they arrested another person in addition to the gunman.
There's also another individual down inside the CTA platform that obstructs the officers from making an arrest, and that person is also charged with obstructing officers at the scene.
Brown goes on to say they're looking for a possible third suspect believed to have handed the gunman the weapon. More Americans are eligible for a COVID booster shot Friday. This comes after the Pfizer shot was cleared for use in 5 to 11-year-olds. However, the director of the CDC noted vaccination with the primary series or COVID shots among kids in that range lags way behind other groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A congressman is crying foul over an illegally leaked document.
It's been almost 3 weeks since a leaker disclosed a draft document from the Supreme Court indicating a decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling on abortion may be in the works. Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax says at least some of the justices have to know who the guilty party is.
I think that we all could probably agree that the justices that were appointed by Democrat presidents know who the leaker was. Okay, so it is known by some of the participants there who actually released that information.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Protecting jobs has led to Florida's record-breaking tourism numbers. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state following the science is why almost 45% of overseas travelers visited the state last year.
If we had Fauci'd the tourism industry in Florida, you would have had so many people that would have been not even able to provide, and it would have been very difficult to dig out of a really deep hole.
He says that 45% number is higher than any other state and the highest market share of overseas visitors that any state has ever recorded. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is running for Congress. The 61-year-old Democrat making the announcement on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.